Okay, 801.
Authorize 9 subrecipient contracts totaling $2,598,579 for the provision of services in support of providing affordable housing.
Mr. Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This council has spent a lot of time in the last few weeks dealing with the capital side of affordable housing, approving sources of revenue that will help us to build more affordable housing for our residents. But also as important is services. And this is before you today are multiple organizations that provide a broad continuum of assistance and services for low-income homeowners and renters. Funding for these contracts are included in the Bureau's approved budget. A majority of the community service providers receiving these contracts have been in partnership with the city for many years and are in alignment with the Housing Bureau's strategic plan. These services provide home buyer education and counseling, foreclosure prevention, and aids in home retention by providing critical home repairs. Services provided to renters include funding for a renter's rights hotline, tenant education, and relocation referrals. These services are critical to prevent families from losing their homes, helping communities of color purchase a home, to prevent further displacement, and to add to the safety net that supports low-income Portlanders who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. Here to, I don't know if you have any other words, Kim McCarty from the Housing Bureau, if you had any additional comments or just wanted to answer questions.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I don't have more to offer. I'm here to answer questions and take back any comments you have.
Okay, questions?
Kim, this exhibit tells us the organization, the amount, and the funding type, and the activity. It doesn't tell us what they have committed to doing. So how do we know at this stage of the process what the obligation is of each contractor?
You could certainly ask us, and I'm certainly here to answer questions about what historically these contractors have done. We've worked with them for many years, and they have all historically fulfilled their contractual obligations. And we are happy in the future, to add those contracts. You can see as an exhibit a typical contract. These are subrecipient contracts over $100,000, and those are the contracts that we bring to you. Is there a specific one?
So, I mean, we're familiar with all these organizations because we do have a long history with them. I would say that for the next time you bring this matter before council, I think it would be helpful for us to see another column which just says, for the amount of money we're allocating, what are the outcomes we hope to get?
Okay.
So that, because the dollars in isolation, it's hard to sort of value to it's difficult to look at these numbers and know what they mean unless we know what in effect we're buying.
Right.
And I think an outcome panel would be helpful both to understand this better and then obviously a year later for us to track it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Other questions or guidance? Thank you very much. Thanks. Anyone want to speak on this item?
We have
four people signed up.
Okay.
Mike Jenkins, David Davis, Mary Ng, will you please come up?
Kim, you can go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Yield the floor here. Thank you.
Morning, Mayor and City.
Good morning.
My name is Mike Jenkins. I'm with the Hawthorne Bus. We're starting up a new program to work for an outreach program for these kind of programs that are going to be built. Also, you have a program called Bud Clark right now that is for heroin junkies to go use their heroin. Well, it didn't work for me. I went through that program. It didn't work. I'm building a new program. I'm putting on buses that will have showers, we'll have washer and dryers, and we'll be feeding vegan, and we're going to be talking about detoxing with hemp and kratom. And we're not going to be using methadone for 27 years. That's the problem I see out there. Just bringing it to you guys today. All of you got a letter at your office from me. Please give me some response and some help. I'm only me. And I think this program, I'm working with RTD to go and feed 7 days a week with the bus at their new facilities. Also, I want to be able to go to Bud Clark and feed people in there that aren't getting proper fed. We're building these programs, but we're not doing anything inside the program. I was totally lost when I went into this program. I got stage 4 cancer. I got a broken back. I had my leg cut off. I still have them problems today. It's been over a year. But I'm not going to sit on my butt and let the smoke raise. I'm out here building a community so we can go out and work with people like me and get us help. That's all I got to say. Thank you, and I hope I hear from all of you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay. Good morning, Mr. Davis. Come on up.
Ooh. Good
morning.
So I'd like to see you guys actually take over some of these abandoned houses to some degree and put more money into that. If it's actually legal to take the houses from the people, because a lot of these houses actually have owners, and they might have some, various health issues or other things. But in general, I think that you guys are talking about taking a bunch of zombie houses for the city. I think if that's going to be the case, and if you do actually take a bunch of these houses and the city becomes the owner, I think you should put them in the hands of Right to Dream 2 or other community agencies, maybe some other community groups that actually are working to house people and not make a profit off the whole poverty, pimp, crisis, capitalism role model that seems to be fueling America. And I think that actually a lot of these housing issues would be taken care of if there wasn't so much profit motive to keep people homeless and to keep housing prices so high and all that. So basically, I don't think that the city should get ownership of these zombie houses that you call them. I think that they should actually be taken over by community organizations that actually aren't profit-driven, like Central City Concern and other people of that ilk that have turned poverty and homelessness into a major industry. I'd like to see, people like Right to Dream 2 have more political power in this city, and I'd like to see you guys work with community organizations more than with these poverty pimp corporations like Central City Concern, which also have patrols that go around and rustle the homeless every day and call the police on the homeless and wage cultural war on the homeless. So, maybe you guys could put some money into some real community organizations, and if you're going to take a bunch of these houses, put them in the hands of the community and stop throwing away so much money with all these poverty pimp organizations, because it's obviously not working.
Thanks very much.
And homelessness won't be solved with affordable housing. It needs to go beyond that.
And Shedrick Wilkins is next.
Come on up.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and actually I agree with Mr. Davis. These zombie houses should be turned over to the public. In Hillsboro, there's a house that was donated to veterans. It's kind of like in downtown Hillsboro. I've been out there when I was homeless 5 years ago. Since you have them, and then people are talking about using parks, why not just use these homes for Right to Dream 2, things like that? Since there were complaints from the neighbors anyway, in the first place. If there are complaints because homeless people are there, then there's not much change, but at least people can, a lot of homeowners don't want intrusion. Certainly if there's any kind of disturbances, then the police can get involved.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, if no one else.
Oh, yeah, please. Point of order, I guess I needed clarification from our attorney probably. I intend to recuse myself from this vote as there's a potential appearance of a conflict of interest as my partner works for Impact Northwest, which is one of the subrecipients here. This is an emergency ordinance. Do I need to leave the room, or does that statement suffice?
No, you'll need to leave the room by charter.
Okay.
All right. Dan will
leave the charter.
Dan will recuse himself, and the rest of us will take action on this item.
And we'll wait until Dan leaves because I have a couple of amendments to offer.
No, you don't. Okay. Roll call, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Ritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, the organizations on here like Native American Youth and Family and Community Alliance of Tenants indicates that we are trying to reach to a pretty broad spectrum of folks to help with this work, so I appreciate that. Good work. Aye. Okay, let's return to the item we passed over because our treasurer is here and take up 796.